Today, 17 years ago, federal workers were given back pay after Newt Gingrich's record 21-day shutdown in 1995 and 1996. It was a fair thing to do then, and it is a fair thing to do now. Our federal employees have been under relentless and unfair attack in recent years and have sacrificed much already. They have contributed nearly $100 billion to deficit reduction through the three-year pay freeze. New employees have seen their retirement benefits slashed. And on top of that, Mr. Speaker, many have suffered through sequester-imposed furloughs. And now, many families have seen their lives needlessly disrupted by this shutdown. The least we can do for our fellow citizens who work for this great country is to give them the reassurance of knowing that they will receive back pay. The irresponsible, piecemeal approach to government funding being pursued by our House Republicans omits huge parts of the government and attempts to pick and choose those who will be paid and those who won't. That is not an efficient or effective way to run the government. And the American people are sick of it, and they must be heard. H.R. 3223, and I give great credit to my colleagues, Mr. Moran and to Mr. Wolf, a bipartisan group of great Virginians. I applaud them, but this 3223 would ensure that all federal workers will be paid once this manufactured crisis is over and the government is reopened. This is not their fault, and they should not suffer as a result. It's long past time for Republicans to reopen the government. Instead of disrupting the lives of our fellow citizens and wasting time and taxpayer money, House Republicans should reopen the government today, not yesterday, right now, by simply bringing to the floor a measure that funds the entire government without taking away the health care of our fellow citizens. For these reasons, I urge my colleagues to join all of us in supporting H.R. 3223, and I reserve the balance of my time.